We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph. We begin Hilchos Noisein Tam Livgam, Halacha Aleph. Al pi atoiro tfilo lechavakuk besimin yutes, haniskar leil behilcha shchit halacha beis. This halacha, as many of the halachas in Yoredeya, are based on Torah Yud Tes in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph. That's a Torah where Rabbeinu Zal speaks a lot about Eitz Hadas Toivora, Klipas Noiga, and in Yoredeya, Rav Nosson Zal refers to it quite a bit. Okay. Ki Iker Hamaychel Hu Atam Sheboi. The most important thing of what we're eating, the essence of what we're eating, is the taste of it. Kimavur Leil Behilchis Taroivis, Haloch Aleph. As Rav Nosson Zal already discussed earlier in Yoredeya, in Hilchis Taruvos, Haloch Aleph. Ki hatam hu bechinas ho'oisius hadibur shel shleimus loshna kodesh. Because the taste of an item corresponds to the letters of loshna kodesh that are found in that item. Shehu ikr chius hamaychel, which is the main source of spiritual life and spiritual energy of that food. Ki tam loshen dibur, because the word tam, which means taste, is also used to refer to speech. Kamaisha Kosov, as Dovar HaMelech said to Avigail, the wife of Novel, Uboruch tamech, blessed is the speech that you just made, what you just said. So we see tamech refers to dibur. V'alkein kishahatam pogum, and therefore, when the taste of a food item is defective, it's off. Ein boy koyach v'chius. It shows that that food item does not have spiritual life in it anymore. It doesn't have spiritual energy. V'einoy yochoy leser. And therefore, it cannot make anything else treif. It can't make anything else forbidden. Meaning that if a keli, if a pot had absorbed non-kosher, it had non-kosher meat cooked in it, and the walls of the pot absorbed the taste of that non-kosher meat, we learned earlier, and we're going to learn many times, that is if that absorption is sitting in the walls of the pot for 24 hours without being cooked, without any processing, it becomes noisein tam livgam. That taste loses its positive energy. And if you cook something else in there now, even if the taste, the non-kosher taste that was absorbed in the walls of that pot, if it starts coming out and going into the food that's being cooked into the pot, it will not improve it anyway. It'll only have a negative effect on it. That's called noisein tam livgam, and therefore it doesn't have the power to make that new food that you're cooking in it treif. Ki ein koyach bo isur lesur kim kisheyesh boi koyach v'chius. Because treif does not have the ability to harm something else, to make something else treif, unless it still has power in itself and spiritual energy. Dehainu sheyesh boi chius v'yeniko min hagdusha, meaning it still has life and it's still drawing from holiness. Mibchinas ha'oisiyah shaloshen kodesh, meaning it's still drawing energy from the letters that are found in it, the letters of Loshen Kodesh that are found in it. Shehu bechinas hatam sheboi kanal, which corresponds to the taste of the item. We said that in Hebrew, the word taste, which is tam, and the term dibur, both are, we use the word tam, means both. So if we say that this item has lost its tam, it lost its positive tam, means that the letters inside of it are no longer effective. Avul kishenistale katam shuachias sheboi kanal, whereas once the taste leaves the item or it becomes defective, azai posak koichoi, it shows that the spiritual power of that item has closed down, has shut down. The enoy yochoy leser, and therefore, if it was a non-kosher item, it no longer has the ability to affect anything else, to make anything else unkosher. V'alkein noisein tam livgam muter. And it's for this reason that when something is noisein tam livgam, when something's taste has become messed up to the point where even if that taste now were to go into another food item, it would not improve that food item anymore. It wouldn't be adding good taste to the food item anyway, but rather it would be harming it. Therefore, it does not make that food item unkosher. V'zeh b'chinas k'deiro she'eino bas yoima. This ties into the halacha regarding a pot that has not been used at all for 24 hours. Shehi noisein tam levgam, whereby the Gemara and the Halacha tell us that once a 24-hour period has gone by and the pot has not been used at all, it hasn't been cooked in at all, any taste that was absorbed in the walls of that pot previously, if it comes out now, it will not be noisein tam lo shevach, it will not be improving any food that you're cooking in that pot now, but rather it'll be the opposite. It'll be noisein tam levgam. Because once that taste sits in the walls of the pot for 24 hours without being disturbed, it becomes pogum, it becomes defective. Shehi noisein tam levgam veino iseres. Ki hadibur shaloshna koide shemishom ikar hachiyus vatam shel kolam acholam kanal hu bibichinas yomim. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. We had learned in Torah Yud Tes and Likutei Moran that every food item has letters in it. It has dibur in it, and that's what gives it its spiritual chiyus. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains that this dibur that's found in the macholim, which is the source of the spiritual energy of that food and the taste of that food, that dibur is... it has tzimtzumim, it has boundaries, it's confined within time and space, it's confined within days and midos and kelim. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, yoim liyoim yabia oimer, v'laylo l'laylo yechavedos. One day to another day gives over, transmits its words, the laila, and a night to a night speaks das. So we see that dibur is confined within yomim and leilos, within days and nights, which are constrictions, which are measurements, specific measurements of time. Shehu hadibur shaloshna kodesh. We know that pasuk is referring to the dibur of loshen kodesh. Kemavura b'divur Rabbeinu ayin shom, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Yutes over there. V'ze sheshomanu mipi hakodesh shel adonin shel admor neroyer. This is what we heard from Rabbeinu Zal. Shekol yoim v'yoim yesh loy shefa acher. That each and every single day has its own unique shefa, unique sustenance. Ki hashefa shehi tchilo bebechinas oimer, because the sustenance that Hashem transmits, which starts out as oimer, oimer is the Rosh Tevois oir mayim rokia, ayin besimen lamed zayin, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Lamed Zayin and Likutei Moran, that when Hashem starts transmitting sustenance to the world, It begins in the form of light, that's phase one. Then it becomes mayim, which is phase two, which is water. And then step three is it becomes rokia, the sky. V'achar kach nizgash molamato. And afterwards, after it's gone through those three stages, it goes further down, it comes further down into the physical world, and it becomes a plant, a potato, a cucumber, an orange, you know, whatever it becomes. Hibebechinas yomim umidois. Once it comes into this physical world, we know Hashem in the beginning of the Torah defined this physical world by days. Yom Rish, Yom Echod, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in what we just quoted, Yoim leyoim yabia oimer, velaylo lelaylo yechavedas. That this dibur of Hashem, which is what created everything, Bidvar Hashem Shomayim Nasu Baruach Piv Kol Tzavon. The Torah tells us Hashem created everything with Dibur. This Dibur goes through different stages of Oyer, Mayim, Rokia, and comes down to this world in the form of Shefa that's confined to specific time zones. V'alkein Shefa Kol Yoyim V'yoyim Meshuna Mechaveroi. And it's for this reason that the Shefa of each and every single individual day is different from other days. It's distinct. V'zeh b'chinas kilkul ha-macholim sh'niskalkalin k'shemashin oysan miyoyim liyoyim. This is the whole concept of food spoiling when we leave food over from one day to the next day. Person cooks a delicious, delicious food, kugel, whatever it is, and at the time it's being cooked, it's delicious. Right after it's made, the person eats it, and mamish, it's the most delicious thing in the world. And then they eat a portion, they leave over the rest of it, and they leave it on the table. They come back the next day, a day later, or a couple of days later, and the thing is moldy or smelly. It became rotten, spoiled, disgusting, has to be thrown out. Ki ikar koyach shel kol hamacholim heim rak biyoimoy kanal. Because the main power and spiritual energy and life of each and every single food item is on its day, on the day that that item has been completed. V'chol mashen is gashim v'neslabe shatam yoyser lamato umalubosh begashmiyas yoyser. And the more that this spiritual energy comes down into the physical world and becomes more gashmi, the more it goes, it falls under the control of time, shehem hayomim, which are the days. V'alkein kishahatam nivlo betoich hakli, and therefore, when taste, when an absorption of food that has in it the taste of the food gets absorbed into the walls of a pot or a vessel, whatever it is, shehu hislabshus hatam b'madrego hatachtoino she'enoid madrego lamate mimenu, whereby this is an example of the taste being absorbed into the lowest physical level possible, meaning the taste is no longer in the food. Let's say a person cooked a delicious chicken soup, whatever it is, they cooked it in a pot. When a person is eating that soup itself, the soup has that delicious, strong taste of chicken soup. Once the person empties the soup out of the pot and they wash out the pot, let's say, we know that since the boiling hot soup was cooked in that pot or was sitting in that pot, the metal walls of the pot have absorbed some of the taste of that soup, some of the tam of that soup. But Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that that kind of taste, once the taste has been absorbed into the walls of the pot, that's the weakest form of that taste, of that spiritual energy. Because the tam has been nislabesh in a physical keli. Ki afilu kishahatam malubash betoy chamaychol adayin hu bebechinas pnimius umoichin be'erech hakli shemunach betoy chamaychol. Because so long as the taste of that chicken soup is found in the chicken soup itself, it's referred to as an aspect of pnimius, an aspect of moichin, compared to the pot that the chicken soup is sitting in. Ki hakli tfeilo lahamaychol. Because the pot is subservient. It's a lower level, a much lower level than the food itself. V'alkein kishahatam nislabesh betoy hakli v'nivla besoycho. And therefore, when the taste of that chicken soup has gone into the pot and been absorbed inside of it, azai nivgam tekef achrayoyim. Then, with it 24 hours later, that taste is already considered pogum. Ki hakli bebechinas yomim umidois. Because the pot, or the cup, the vessel, whatever vessel it is referred to as an aspect of time. Yomim, midois. It's a tzimtzum. A kli is a vessel. It's a form of tzimtzum. Ki hayomim heim bechinas kelim. Because days are also a form of vessels. It's a keli, it's a tzimtzum, a constriction. And it's for this reason that the taste of that chicken soup that's sitting in the walls of that pot, meaning it's come down to a lower level. The chicken soup itself is a certain madrega spiritually. It has a strong tam, it has a strong taste, which means the letters inside of it are very much alive. But when you empty the pot of the chicken soup, the part of that chicken soup that's retained in the walls of the pot, that tam is a very minimal tam. It's very little. It's a little bit, which means the letters in there are very, very weak or very small, very little. And therefore, 24 hours later, their power is gone. Now, Rav Nosson Zal continues, V'zeh b'chinas bitochin. This is the whole concept of the term bitochin, which means trusting in Hashem. Shetzrichen livtoyach b'Hashem v'osur lachshoiv miyom l'chaveroi. A Jew is supposed to trust in Hashem. Not in the economy, not in the euro, not in the dollar, not in his rich uncle. There's a story Reb Michal Zichron Livracha used to tell, you know, a funny story about one Yom Kippur, when all the women were in shul for Kol Nidre, and they're all crying and mamish in tears, begging Hashem that Hashem should give them and their families a good year, their husbands should have parnosa, the kids should be healthy, everything should be good. And there's one lady sitting in the shul, very stoically, sitting upright in her chair, and she's not cracking a tear, nothing. She's not getting emotional at all about any of this. She's sitting there very stern, very firm, very, very, very tough. So one of the ladies approached her after davening and asked her, "Can I ask you a question? You know, we know that you have a heart. You're a Jewish mother like all the rest of us and everything. What's your story? How come you're not getting emotional about this? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, this is a time when Hashem is going to decide the whole year and everybody's trying to plead with Hashem to have a good year. Hashem should... How come you're not, you don't seem to be with the rest of us?" The woman said, "Well, I'll tell you, it's very simple in my case. If Hashem will give me what I need this year, then it's all fine and well. If not, I'll simply go to my sister in Cleveland, and she'll give me whatever I need, period. My rich sister in Cleveland, you know." This woman obviously had a dual trust. She trusted in Hashem to a degree, and if for whatever reason Hashem will let her down, she's got a backup. She's got her wealth, her rich sister in Cleveland that can take care of her the same way as Hashem, or who knows, maybe better. So Rav Nosson Zal says here that a Jew is supposed to have bitochin in Hashem, v'osur lachshoiv miyoyim lechaveroi, and a Jew is not allowed to think from one day to the next, meaning to be worrying about what's going to be tomorrow. The fact that I have what I need for today, the fact that my refrigerator is full today, that's no big comfort for me because I know I have enough for a couple of days or a couple of weeks. So what? What's going to be after that? Rav Nosson Zal says a Jew is not supposed to be thinking, worrying about tomorrow. Ki habitochin hu habishul v'hagmar shel hashefa. Because bitochin represents the finalization of Shefa. When Hashem sends sustenance down to the world, that sustenance is not necessarily 100% complete. The way we complete it is through having total trust in Hashem. When a person's bitochin is solid, that's what finishes, that's what cooks and completes the Shefa that Hashem sent down. Kemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Nerior b'maymar posach Rabbi Shimon v'omar eis la'asis l'Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Samach in Likut Imran, shebatchonei hador heim klei ha'hoylodo. The people in the generation who have the strongest bitochin, the strongest trust in Hashem, they represent, they are like the vessels that give birth. Bechinas kloyos, they correspond to the kidneys, which play an important role in finalizing the development of the seed, the zera, that originates from the brain, that ends up resulting in the birth of a child. The Gemara tells us that the kloyos, the kidneys, play an important role in completing that process. Shehem nikroin batuchos. And we know that another word in the Torah for kloyos, for kidneys, is batuchos. Miloshim bitochoin. Shalidei habitochoin nigmar venizbashel hashefa. Based on the degree of bitochoin that a person has, that's what completes and cooks, finalizes, makes ready the sustenance that Hashem is sending to a person. Ve'ikar bishul hashefa al yidei bitochoin hu'al yidei b'chinas shleimus loshna kodesh shi b'chinas isha. And again, another very critical part in finalizing this shefa with through bitochoin is shleimus loshna kodesh, perfection of dibur, perfection of the oisiyos. Shehi b'chinas isha, which is synonymous with the woman. B'chinas, as the posuk says in Mishlei, Botach bo lev balo. Her husband trusts in her. She's the bitochain. Ayin sham, because she represents shleimus hadibur. The Gemara says 10 measures of speech came down to the world. The women took 9. The word chava, the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quoted earlier, velaylo lalaylo yechave das, a night to a night speaks wisdom. The word yechave means to speak. Chava, the woman, she represents the dibur, the oisiyos, the loshna kodesh. V'alkein ikar habitochoin sheloy lachshev miyom l'chaveroi. And therefore, true bitochoin is when a person is not worrying about tomorrow and about the next day. Ki habitochoin shubchinas shleimus loshna kodesh kanal, because bitochoin, which is also an aspect of shleimus loshna kodesh, who bechinas yomim, is a concept of days. Bechinas yoim la yoim yabia oimer, like we said earlier. V'laylo l'layla yechavedoas. So that the bitochin is measured by days. V'zeh shemuva b'mogen Avrom b'shem ha-Zoyer. This is why the Mogen Avrom, quote, in Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Zoyer HaKodesh, which says she'osur levashel miyoyim lechaveroi, that a Jew is not supposed to be cooking on Monday for Tuesday. On Monday you cook for Monday, what you need to eat for Monday. Tuesday is a different world completely. Tuesday, Hashem will give you Tuesday what you need for Tuesday. That's according to the Zohar HaKadosh. Ki ikar ho'isur lahashos miyoyim lechaveroi shu pegam habitochoin. Because the main isur of leaving something from one day to the next day, which shows a lack of trust in Hashem, is associated with cooking. Because cooking is similar in concept to bitochin, to trust in Hashem. Ki habitochin hu bechinas bishul kanal, because as we learned earlier, bitochin is something that finalizes the shefa that Hashem gives us. Just like cooking is what finalizes a set of ingredients, making it ready to be eaten. Bechinas kloyos, corresponding to the kidneys, shehem klei habishul, which are referred to as the klei habishul, they cook the zera, they finalize the development of the seed, shenikroim batuchos, and the kidneys are also called batuchos. So we see the connection between bitochin and bishul. V'alkein hamon, she'ikar yiridoso yihoy bebechinas bitochin, and therefore the mon, which Hashem sent to the Jewish people as a form of bitochin, to give them, to teach us this concept of trusting in Hashem, and that there's only today, not tomorrow, not to think about tomorrow. Tomorrow has its own portion. Ki yadua, as is known, shehamon hu bebechinas bitochin, that the mon was a symbol of bitochin. V'alkein hoyutzrichen bitochin chozok ma'oid, and therefore it required very powerful bitochin. V'hoyu asurin lahashois klal miyayim l'chaveroi. And the Jews were forbidden to leave over any of the mon for tomorrow, for the next day. V'tekev shoyu mashnoi soy niskal kelegamri. And as soon as they left over for tomorrow, it immediately spoiled completely. Kamoshikosu, as the Pasuk says, Vayorum toiloim vayiva. She got full of worms and it stank. V'alkein loyhoyamon sorech bishuloid. And this is why the Torah tells us that the mon did not require any cooking or any processing whatsoever. It was completely ready. Ki nigmar kuloi legamri al yedei habitochon shohoyo bishleimusos. The mon was cooked completely through the bitochon, the shleimus habitochon that the Jews had at that time. Ki habitochon hu bechinas bishul kanal. Because bitochon is synonymous with this concept of bishul, cooking, finalizing, the shefa, the sustenance that Hashem sends a person. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude the first halacha.